Alexandria Benanti joins us now, the executive director of Downtown Lake Geneva. Alexandria, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me again. Excited to be here.
Yeah, something happens when I cross that state line, even though it's not too far. Turn on the exit heading west and heading into Lake Geneva. What do you think it is about your area that just kind of makes us all feel a little bit more relaxed?
Well, other than the cheese and beer, I have to say...
I thought you were going to wax poetic about the intrinsic nature of travel and the wonderful stress relief. But no, you're like, you get the beer and the cheese curds. You feel great.
For sure. I mean, and fall is the best time to take that drive out to Lake Geneva. I mean, you've got all that fall colors and beautiful lake life. And then that's really our season to kick off all the fun festivals for the season. We really enjoy that beer and cheese, of course, but shopping opportunities and different ways to engage with fantasy fall festivals, and then, of course, our traditional Oktoberfest and wine walks to get our early season shopping done. So it's a great time all around.
Yeah, it really is. And we'll get into each of those in a little bit. We got some time here today. I think most people listening, although I shouldn't assume, have maybe spent some time in Lake Geneva, but maybe it's been a while, right? I think we all get in ruts where we haven't been to a place in a long time. We have fond memories. What are some of the reasons why fall is a great time to visit Lake Geneva? Are there any new things you want to highlight that maybe that someone hasn't been in a while they might want to check out and come back to see?
Yeah, so Lake Geneva, it really is one of those like idyllic drives from the city where you're getting that fall foliage. We do an annual color report every year through the state of Wisconsin, and our peak colors just are breathtaking. And the lakefront has some really amazing cruise line offerings. There's like a Friday night supper club cruise and a jazz music cruise that you can really watch the sunset and all those fall colors while enjoying, you know, a cocktail, dinner even. And then just the lodging opportunities during the fall. They have some great weekday specials if you want to make a long weekend out of something. And then, like I said, we have a lot of peripheral events that tie into your experience. So you can, you know, just stay and eat. You can shop, and there's, you know, local attractions. We have the Geneva Stage, that's a historic theater that's been renovated in the past couple of years and has great music, live music, and it's really amping up for this fall season.
There's a lot of great restaurants downtown, too. Throughout most of my 20s, I only went to Champs because that was my speed, and it's wonderful, but you have a lot of great, you know, nothing wrong with Champs, no judging, but like you have a lot of great kind of upper end stuff you got coming up too.
Absolutely. So, and what's really great about Lake Geneva is we have so much outdoor dining, and fall is still a great time to, you know, capitalize on that time outside. We have really nice bistro called Sopra right on Main Street that does really great exotic foods. He's had shark, he does Wagyu beef features, he's had even cobra before. So he plays with his menus with the freshest ingredients. We have it's an oldie but a goodie who's returned to downtown called Medusa's, and he does some great Mediterranean food, take and bake options. So if you're staying like at an Airbnb or at one of the hotels, you can always dine back there. And then he has incredible gelatos. And then we're really known for like our beer gardens. Yeah, Champs has a great outdoor beer garden for that casual beer and burger experience. But Lake City Social has the lakeside deck that you can dine under the stars even. There's just a lot of opportunity to enjoy some great food.
Yeah, there certainly is. And you're right. Take advantage of the weather while you got it for some of those outdoor spots. The shopping can't be beat. Great antiquing. I mean, really, you can kind of spend many, many hours in the downtown area of Lake Geneva and really make an afternoon out of it, if not longer.
For sure, yeah. There's this one spot called the Market of Lake Geneva that has, you know, a bunch of different vendors, but then they do a rotating pop-up shop seasonally. We actually had a like famous cheesecake queen from Chicago come out for a few months, and now we're looking at someone else who's going to be doing some bacon-flavored items, especially like bacon-flavored fudge that she's going to be premiering at our Oktoberfest this year.
That's great. Speaking of Oktoberfest, let's start that conversation October 12th and the 13th, which is nice because then a lot of the other Oktoberfests happen, obviously, in September, like traditional Oktoberfest. I love that this one is a little bit later in the Oktoberfest season to kind of make it stand out. And that's where probably when those colors and the leaves are changing.
Yes, and that is our goal. We always schedule it around Veterans Day weekend, so you can make a long weekend out of it. You know, if the kids aren't in school on Monday, you can stay on Sunday night. We have lots of fall fun activities, like a coloring contest, a pie eating contest this year. There's kids' activities. There's bands, of course, a traditional beer garden, because what would an Oktoberfest be without German beer? But we have a traditional sign hoisting competition, dog races, and amazing food. I just picked out some of our vendors' lineup today, and I'm really excited to dig into amazing German
I love that.
Cuisine.
Yeah, anytime you get a pretzel in me, I'm super thrilled about that. You mentioned, I assume that there is, I don't even know if this is the official term for it, the Oompa music. I'm sure there's some of that, right?
I will admit that my German articulation of anything isn't the best, but yes, we have traditional German music from a great band named Pipetone, and then we have polka music. We have even our local jazz band plays in the morning on Sunday, and then we kind of ramp it up later in the evening with, you know, 90s rock and pop hits. So there's something for everyone, but we try to pay a nod to our German heritage in town.
I think Oompa music is the, let's just go with that as the official way to say that.
We're going
to
go with that.
Yeah. Alexandria Benanti, Executive Director of Downtown Lake Geneva. We're going to pick up our conversation where we left off. And that's with the excitement of Oktoberfest in Lake Geneva, October 12th to the 13th. It is all the fixings of Oktoberfests you're used to, but in the backdrop of Lake Geneva, the great downtown, the leaves will be changing by then. And I got to give you guys some props here. You guys are getting a real cool designation at this this Oktoberfest, aren't you, Alexandria?
Yes, thank you. This year, after celebrating 28 years at Oktoberfest, we are having a ribbon cutting at our opening ceremony with guests from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, who are officially registering us as the newest Main Street in Wisconsin.
That's cool. What does that mean exactly?
So it means that we are part of a community of small cities that support small business growth with a focus on historic preservation and economic development. So we offer resources for our small businesses. We help attract new business and retain that historic presence that has been around since the 1880s. So we're really proud to have done the work to be recognized by the state and get that support.
That's awesome.
Moving forward.
Well, congratulations. And I just want to point out, because I think sometimes people think these things just happen. They don't. A great downtown with shops and restaurants and places to go and see and always be entertained, that takes literally a village of people like you, Alexandria, your staff downtown, and all these small businesses who are committed through thick and thin to make this community work and grow and be a place for a lot of people to go to. And you go to other places and you don't see these downtowns and you don't see these areas. It's because you guys have committed to this, these events like Oktoberfest. You guys should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is the people that, you know, make this place a destination. Without the passion that all our shop owners have, we wouldn't draw those crowds. And I really think that we stand apart because we give visitors an experience and get to know the small town feel that everyone wants to have in Midwest America.
So that'll open up Oktoberfest, October 12th to the 13th. Let's talk about a couple other things. You have, what are Dragon Days I'm seeing here on the sheet?
Sure. So, fun fact, Dungeons and Dragons actually originated in the backdrop of Lake Geneva.
Whoa.
And they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and the Gary Gygax Foundation is putting on a fantasy fall festival called Dragon Days on September 28th and 29th. They're doing, it's almost like a Renaissance fair with the lake as its backdrop, and there's vendors, there's demonstrations, there's book signings and story times, and it's just this overwhelming downtown experience for those 2 days.
That's awesome. That's next weekend, the 27th through the 29th. That's pretty cool. And then just generally speaking, all fall long, can people just pop on up, visit the shops, and do like a cruise on the lake? Do you guys offer that throughout the fall to watch the colors change and stuff?
Yep. We have our fall cruise. The Lake Geneva Cruise Line has fall cruising daytime to nighttime. They have a supper club cruise that's a lot of fun, especially if you like old fashions. There's jazz cruise night. And then, of course, shopping downtown is a must have. We are featuring our fall wine walk on November 3rd. So if you want those last minute fall items for Thanksgiving or even get ahead on Christmas shopping, it's the perfect opportunity to shop and sip on some wines and just enjoy those fall colors.
Just as we wrap up here, what I love about Lake Geneva is it's a place where a lot of us have been for weddings nearby. You have great wedding venues and backdrops. Some of us have been on bachelor parties there that involve the great golf in the area. And then that's where I went to Champs all the time, Alexandria. That's why I mentioned that. Bachelorette parties, girls weekends. I mean, there really are just like whatever brings you there, family weekend, of course. Whatever brings you there, there's something for you to build an entire weekend around.
Yes, it's so true. From, you know, having beer tastings, or we even have a cheese bar downtown that you can pair cheese and wine with. There's live music every weekend. There's very cool experiences from magic shows to escape rooms to paint parties and candle pouring. And, you know, you can also customize anything at our restaurants and bars to really make an experience for a reunion, a party, just an experience in general.
Absolutely. DowntownLakeGeneva.org. That's to get all the downtown information. DowntownLakeGeneva.org. Alexandria, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oktoberfest, the 12th and the 13th of October, the Fall Wine Walk, November 3rd. There's Dragon Days. Just a lot of great things going on.